Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 42. The Reverend Craig Mueller is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading appointed for today is from Matthew chapter 24. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Are you ready? That is sort of the theme that we have been using at Ministry to the Armed Forces, and it certainly applies today for all of us, especially our graduates from missionary orientation. As we shared in our morning devotion this week, you as missionary support and missionaries are entering into an intense spiritual battlefield where the devil will do whatever he can to get you off your mission and hinder the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ where God has called you to serve. Our text this morning reminds us of the end times and why it's so important for us to be laser focused and motivated to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who do not know him. Because if they don't have Jesus, they are not ready on Judgment Day, and you get to tell them about Jesus. In the military, it's just the way we kind of look at things. You need to always be ready. To be ready, you train and train and train some more. You look over the horizon and try to be prepared for whatever may be coming your way. Because you must be on your guard and be alert, on watch. Because when the moment comes, it's too late to be getting ready. You must be ready. In our text, Jesus is coming in glory to judge. And he's coming at an unexpected time. This text is something we need to seriously ponder. Frankly, we have managed to just sort of rationalize away the fact that there is no longer any true fear of God or the consequences of our sin. We act like there will be no judgment. We sort of fall in line with the generation that says, "Don't judge. Don't you dare judge me." Yet our Lord is quite clear in our text for today. There will be a judgment. It is something we confess in our creeds weekly and daily. He will come to judge the living and the dead. This is what we do. We are in denial of the fact that our sins in thought, word, and deed are horrible rebellions against the Lord, and the consequences of those sins is death and destruction. We look around and see that there is nothing new under the sun. Just compare how things were in Noah's time as they are today. It isn't rocket science to see the similarities. The profound similarity is the lack of the fear of God. We have watered down sin and rebellion to make it sanitary and that it's not really a big deal. We ignore the law that is clear. The soul that sins, it shall die. All have fallen short of the glory of God. It is a horrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We are afraid to speak the truth of God's word because we don't want to judge, and we know that we ourselves are far from perfect. But my friends, we need to snap out of it and ponder passages from the Word of God like this one that is before us today. Thus the need for a love and passion to tell them about Jesus. There are consequences and punishments for our sin and rebellion, and judgment is coming. The Lord will repay. Without Jesus, or as our Lord puts it in Hebrews chapter 10, where we read, "For if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there is no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' laws dies without mercy. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy, that not worthy who has trampled on the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Listen to these words. For we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, "The Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." Wow, that's hard law. It is something we don't want to hear, let alone share with our family, friends, and neighbors who are in open sin. Yet if we truly love them, wouldn't we want to tell them the truth of God's word? Wouldn't we want our family, friends, to love us enough to tell us that we also need to repent? We need to exhort one another as the day of the Lord approaches. We need to tell them that they are lost apart from Christ. Yet just like in the days of Noah, Noah and his family were not perfect either, but they repented and believed the promises of God. We too, as Christians, cling to the promises of God that he has delivered us from the punishment and judgment that we deserve. We cling to Jesus, our propitiation, our advocate, our redeemer, our savior, who came to live under the law and gave us his righteousness and declared us not guilty. We are bold and confident that because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, he has paid for our sins, our punishment. He has suffered hell for us. Thus, for us who believe in Jesus, his return on judgment will be the fulfillment of his promise that we will be declared not guilty and justified by his grace for Christ's sake through faith. Eternal life and salvation is ours. Yet, while we wait for that judgment, we know there are many who do not have Jesus, and thus they will face the punishment of the judge with no mediator and will be damned to hell for all eternity. So, my friends, you get to tell them about Jesus. You must tell them. Our text makes it clear that we don't know the day nor the time, so we must be ready at all times. But however, in this text, Jesus does tell us how it's going to be. It's going to be like the days of Noah. Our Lord declares that when he returns in the glory, the world will have no clue that judgment day is imminent. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. So if you want to know what the last days of the world will be like, says Jesus, look at the days of Noah. Of the days of Noah, Genesis 6 records that the wickedness of man had grown so great and horrible, and his thoughts were so continuously evil, that the Lord was sorry for creating mankind. He therefore resolved to destroy man. And how was this wickedness and great evil reflected in the lives of the people? They were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. When Jesus describes this wicked time, it doesn't sound like a horror movie where everyone is filled with a sense of dread that something horrible and terrible is about to happen. No, they were eating, they were drinking, they were getting married. It wasn't necessarily daily drunken revelry either, but the people had turned against God. Eating and drinking, getting married is not a description of people who are aware of great evil and impending doom. As far as they were concerned at the time, life couldn't be better. Everything was great. There was nothing out of the ordinary that would otherwise tell them, except, of course, Noah. There was that one man, along with his three sons and their wives, who was building an ark. So look at this from the perspective of the unbeliever. Life was good, except for a nutcase building an ark. In fact, Jesus says that the people around Noah had no idea anything bad was going to happen until they all died. And that, says the Lord, is how the end of the world will be. The world will continue its merry way with no idea whatsoever that God's judgment is coming. But suddenly, that judgment will come, and all who do not believe will be taken into eternal judgment of hell. They will be cut into pieces and put with the hypocrites in that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. My friends, the threat of terrorism and mass destruction remains here for us today, but otherwise life is pretty good. Technology and science have made our lives easier and of a higher quality for a long time. There's much talk about the importance of respecting one's neighbor, accepting one another, and getting rid of hate. In many ways, it seems that we're on our way to a utopia on Earth where all the problems will be solved and we'll all get along. Seriously, compared to centuries of plague and war, things appear peaceful after all. Thus, many will say that the world has never been in better shape. On the other hand, it's legal to kill the unborn. It's getting to be legal to kill the elderly and disabled. The world demands that we tolerate all sorts of sexual immorality and even help fund it. We are told that we can't talk about God in society or the public square. Many, many in Christendom have rejected the Word of God for false doctrines. In fact, society today will tolerate just about anything except the truth of God's Word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. In other words, while the world seems to be moving along quite well and optimistically, it's ripe for judgment. And when the Lord returns in judgment, it will be sudden. It teaches that the end will come suddenly and without warning. Be ready. But as you heed the warnings of God's law, my dear friends, do not despair. It can be easy to be discouraged and distressed about the conditions of the world today, and for good reasons. However, the days of Noah were not just days of judgment. They were also days of grace. Centuries after Noah, the Lord Jesus became flesh and was born of Mary to win the redemption of the world. Behold the love of God. Instead of simply wiping you off the face of the earth, your Savior would rather encourage and endure scourge and the cross and hell to save you. The Lord remains that faithful now. Therefore, as you wait and watch and remain ready by His grace for His return, you don't do so with the confidence that you are not forsaken. The Lord is with you and promises to deliver you. He remembered Noah. He remembers you. He remembers you because He put His name on you in your holy baptism. As the flood destroyed the wicked and saved the righteous, so also baptism drowns your own sinful nature and saves you. At your baptism, Jesus declared, "I have put my name on you, and I have brought you into the ark of my church." The Lord remembers you and feeds you. He provided you just like He did for the 8 on the ark. The day of judgment is coming, and it will come unexpectedly for all of us. But my friends, you are ready because Jesus has made you ready. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.